Okay, my name is Adrienne Leeds, and I want to welcome all of you to this conference call. It's the second conference call we've done like this. We hope to make this a series of conference calls. I've got on the line with me our two top search consultants, Mary Ellen Gallagher and Elizabeth Hockman. Would you like to both say hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Mary Ellen.
Okay. Hello, it's Elizabeth here.
And they will chime in if for some reason they think what I'm saying is either not correct or should be added to. And what I'd like to do is go ahead and just make a presentation first for about 15 to 20 minutes, and then we can open the floor to questions, okay?
Right.
So the topic today is what's hot and what's not, and what we're going to talk about is where it is best to buy property in Paris. And you probably all already know that buying property in Paris is a pretty different situation than purchasing property in the U.S. or in Canada because there's no MLS system. And I assume everybody there knows what an MLS system, although there isn't one in New York, which is more similar, I suppose, to buying property in Paris.
And here's this.
But because there's no MLS system, there are literally thousands of agencies in Paris. More than 4,000, each with a small listing of properties, mostly within a small territory, a small area or the quartier or the district. They're very territorial. They don't necessarily network or like to share commissions, and therefore looking for property is a pretty daunting task. I will say, though, that some of this is changing thanks to the Internet. There are more and more associations which will at least advertise a lot of properties. You can go online and certainly search for properties now a lot easier than you could before. They are a little more open to working with one another than they have been in the past. But because property is so hot here, anything you see online in a website or in the window of an agency or in a magazine